This is part two of a message by David E. Ball entitled, Four Corners of the Earth.
If you go over to 8:1, you'll find out it's the which seal? Seventh seal. May I suggest to you, from 6:12 to 8:1 is all the which seal? Sixth seal. Not inclusive, but you got the idea of it. All right. Now watch. During the opening of the sixth seal, which should start at what time?
30.
I was wrong. We have to change it to, I'm glad I'm wrong. Praise God. Listen here. There was under that golden altar the souls of them that were slain for the testimony which they held, and they cried, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not avenge our blood on them that are on the earth? And it was told unto them, Shut up and sit down. Now, that's not exactly what he said, but it says, And white robes were given unto them, and it says, Just be quiet. God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And while some of us are saying, Praise God, thank you, Jesus, I made it in, now hurry up and come. Others are praying, Lord, thank you for saving me. Now send a worker into the field to save somebody else. One prayer says, Lord, I made it in. Here I am. Now come back. And the other prayer says, Lord, thank you for saving me. Save the rest of my family. Hold it, Lord, just as long as you can. Don't bring your wrath. Because, you know, the day of the wrath, and then it's too late for the family, right? So, watch this now. That's kind of a pendulum swinging from one side to the other. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. And the other concept is wait. Wait as long as you can. Let me try to explain it another way. In the King James Version, it says, I saw an angel stand with his left foot on the land, right foot in the sea, raise his hand toward heaven and cried that time should be no longer. That gives us the idea is that the clock stops ticking. Tick, tock, tick, tock. That gives us the idea of quit. But that's not right. If you check it out in the better translations, it'll tell you that the withholding of the final time cannot be withheld any longer. And finally, he has to let that time come. You see the difference now? In other words, we're not really anxious for the opening, whoops, of the sixth seal. Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord. I'm paraphrasing now from Amos 5. Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord. It's a day of darkness. It's a day of wrath. It's a bad day. You run from a bear and jump in the house and get bit by a snake inside, you know, after you got the door locked. It's going to be a bad day. How many know that these scriptures? So we're not anxious for the day of the Lord. However, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. It's kind of a paradox here. All right? So from the spirit, we're crying. But from the body, you know, it's going to be a bad time in the physical realm, the opening of the sixth seal. Now, during this opening of the sixth seal, we find in reading in chapter 7, verse 1, After these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth. And they were holding the four what? Winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth or the sea or any tree. Now, lots of scientists used to make fun of the four corners of the earth. And it said, see what a silly thing to call this earth with four corners. However, now we've discovered that there really are four corners of the earth. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and it was 144,000. Now, remember now, we got four corners, four angels. These are going to go out to the corners and withhold the winds that are on these corners. Another angel said, don't look, not yet. We're not finished, because we got to go around and seal the servants of the God in the foreheads. It's implied then, after we're finished sealing, though it doesn't exactly say it, the implication is, okay, now it's your turn. See? And so, four corners of the earth. We used to say, oh my, four corners. Isn't that a shame? You know, the Bible does talk about the circle of the earth. Did you know that? There's another place that talks about the four corners of the earth. And now we've discovered that the earth really is a circle with four corners. Praise God, hallelujah. The engineers finally caught up with the Bible. Well, don't you laugh at us engineers. You didn't know it either. I remember, I worked on the satellite programs. In fact, these two hands have built parts of those satellites that are up there right now. And in fact, as a reward and part of the program, I have in my home, as a souvenir, a physical piece of hardware of a satellite that went all the way around the world once. And it was a long time ago, one of the early stages, and it was one of the things that I built, and they brought it back, and I have it on my mantle there, you know. It really did go around. My wife was a little afraid of it at first. Didn't know just what kind of little thingies there might be that you get when you're out there, but I convinced her that the astronauts are still okay, and so that the piece of thing, he didn't have any radioactivity, hasn't been an ion chamber, and everything will be all right. But I got to work on those satellites, and sometimes I go home and I tell my wife, and I'd laugh up my sleeve, and I'd say, you ought to hear the crazy things we're doing now. Building some of those things, and it sounded to me like the craziest thing. I couldn't see any reason for a satellite. I really couldn't. Back in those days, and the thought that we could get out of orbit and go to the moon, that was beyond my comprehension. Now, I'm an electronic engineer. I'm trained in these kind of things, but it was beyond my comprehension. I really couldn't see because of the spin and how they could get all these things calculated, but they did. Man, do they have some accurate formulas, accurate calculations now in bringing those things back, sending them out and bringing them back. And even when the engines break, they're able to swing those things around the moon and bring them back on a broken engine. That's like coming back in on a wing and a prayer, but to do it. Praise God. I mean, we're living in a fabulous, a marvelous, wonderful day when you can send a man out 100,000 miles away and send signals and bring him in and bring him back to a position on the earth within 4 miles of where you planned. I'm telling you, that's an amazing thing, even when the engines are broken. I mean, let's admit it. This is a marvelous day. Now, it tells us in Genesis chapter 11, whatever man imagined to do, now nothing will be withheld from him. I want you to remember that scripture. What you can imagine to do, God says, in the soul of man, is planted a power that whatever he imagines, that man can do it. Now you think of that for just a minute. That's the testimony of God talking about the soul power of man. Because the imagination is in the soul. And the imaginations of the men were all evil. Remember that? And he had to come in and work over the imaginations. Now God is working over our imaginations. During the opening of the sixth seal, we've discovered now there are four corners of the earth. And these four angels are stationed on the four corners. We didn't know it. I didn't know it. But it took the satellite program to prove that there were four corners of the earth. And that was the shocker. That was the real thing to me that was a shocker. Because then I could see some value in it. All those millions of dollars just proved the Bible was right in the first place. You know, it saved us a little money, I guess. But, we wouldn't have known that the moon is orange instead of green. And all the orange Irish said, I don't know whether you caught that or not. The green Irish have been saying it's always green, but now the orange Irish knew they were right all the time. Praise God for the Irishmen. Well, the Irishmen have always said they were closest to heaven, and they're right. They're right. For the satellites prove that the water that laps the shores of Ireland bulges up away and higher from the center of the earth than any water in all the other seas, and the Irish were right. This is what happened. When the satellites went around the earth, and we programmed to go in circular orbits, they would not go in circular orbits. Now, I want you to understand something about a satellite. This is hard to explain. But here you are on a ball, and 1,000 miles up, you got this little tiny thing going around. You got the picture. And if that thing gets away from where it ought to be, 1/80th of an inch in any split second. Now, can you imagine what 1/80th of an inch is? That's less than your tire bumps something down when you're going down the highway. And it moves 1/80th of an inch from where it ought to be, our computers and electronic instrumentation are so accurate that it picks it up that fast. Can you? I can't even imagine it myself, and I just described it, but it's that accurate. That when it goes from where it ought to be, that accuracy, amazing, amazing accuracy. Now, these satellites didn't go in perfect circles, even though we had planned them that way, but they would go in a circle for a while, and then there were certain parts of the Earth that when they would go over the Earth, instead of going over in a circle, they'd go over that part, and they'd go, and they dip in, they go back to the circle again, and every time they go over that part of the Earth, they go like that, and they dip in, and they go, and they dip in, and every time they go over that, they dip in, and they measured that dip, and they measured the amount of projection, or what's the other word? Help me out. Variation from the circle, and with that amount, they calculated that there was a gravitational force or a mass pulling it extra hard at that point. And they discovered there were 4 points on the surface of the Earth where the satellite tipped its hat and did a little bow. And there were 4 points on the Earth where the satellite, instead of going in a circle, would go like a little what? Help me out. What's the opposite of a dimple? A pimple? I don't know. But it would pop out away from the where it ought to be. And so that's what happened. 4 places on the Earth it would pop out, and 4 places on the Earth it would dip in. With this information, they took the information to the Applied Physics Laboratory at Johns Hopkins University here in Silver Springs, Maryland, and the computer gave out with a new picture of the Earth. You have on your lap a picture of the new picture of the Earth. This was taken from Science Newsletter for June 19th, 1960, what, 5 or 3? I can't remember. 5. Now, the number of the newsletter is what? 873? What's that number there? 390? 87390. Therefore, if you want a copy of this, a better copy, I did the best I could. This is a copy of a copy of a copy. But and it's kind of lost a little of its resolution there through all those copies. But if you want a copy of the original, go to your librarian and give your librarian a quarter and ask for Science Newsletter number 87:390, June 19, 1965, and she'll make you a copy of this. Now, with this map and with this information, we found that the satellites went around the Earth and they made these contour lines, or we'll say at least the computer made the contour lines, which now show that the Earth is not a round ball, but within the ball, there is like a pyramid. Play like now you got a pyramid. Draw yourself a pyramid. That's square, 4 sides, and then a top. And now put a ball around the pyramid. You got it? And make the ball just a little bit smaller in the pyramid, where the pyramid can stick out. I said 4. It's really 3. 3-corner bottom there. And so it'll give you 4 corners. Got the idea? All right. Now, when you do that, you'll find out that these are the 4 places where the Earth does push out. The 4 places that the Earth pushes out, and one reason we're doing this, you have it on your lap, but some of the people will be listening to the tape. The one of them, the place, the highest that it pushes out is in Ireland. The next place, or high place, is in the ocean off Madagascar, an island on the southeast tip of Africa. There's a high point. Another high point is just off the Philippines. And another high point is off Peru, South America. These are the 4 high points of the Earth. The Earth also has 4 low points. Now, this may sound like a science lesson, but it's a Bible lesson, because the Bible said in the first place, on the 4 corners of the Earth, there are these angels and there are these winds. You see what I'm talking about? Now, that's why it's so important, because science is now proving the Bible was right in the first place. The 4 low places. 2 of the low places are strategically located on the east and west coasts of the United States. That's a peculiar thing in itself. The two low places are on the east and west coasts of the United States. Another low place is off of Ceylon, a little island off of India. And the other low is way down at the bottom of your map off of Antarctica. The one off Ceylon is the spawning place for the cyclones that devastated Pakistan. Remember the big cyclones just recently that came up and wiped out Pakistan and so on? Okay, that's where that is. And the other low place off of the coast of the United States, down around Cuba and Florida, that's where the big hurricanes come up and do their work on Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The reason I'm mentioning Harrisburg, of course, is that that's where the flood was, the big flood from Hurricane Agnes, and that's where I live. And naturally, I'm interested in the fact that it started way down there. And I think that it did a lot of damage to you guys right here, too, didn't it? I think there were a lot of... Sorry, I remember on television. Last year, my friends in Harrisburg noticed that every time that I went out of town, there was either a terrible hurricane or a giant snowstorm. This year, many of my friends are begging for my schedule. They say they're going when I go. Some of my friends got very mad at me in Harrisburg because I've been teaching we're going through the tribulation, and they said the Lord raptured me out. And I didn't go through the hurricane. However, my house was there, and in the home, it was used as a refuge center, and many people came there, and we had bottles of water, and we were able to provide drinking water for many families. And then over the phone, I told a friend where I had some cash, and so they were able to go and get some cash money, and so that we were even in the banking business for a while there, giving out money to people who needed money and food and clothes and water. And praise God, I was over in Chicago, Illinois. Remote control by the telephone, running a refuge center. So praise the Lord. God is, you know, He's in everything, and I praise the Lord for that. Well, anyway, now look at your map again. Now, you notice that one little center, if you watch your lines closely, put your finger on New York. Now, the water that laps the shores of New York is 200 feet lower than the water that's in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Now, if you look at carefully and study your map, and if you get a magnifying glass, you'll be able to actually work out your divisions, your lines, and so forth. One division on a line is 4 feet. These are not by feet. They're another measurement, but that's a little thing if you want to really get into the fine detail of this map. Now, 200 feet closer. Let's try it another way. Here you're in a ship, and it's tied up to the piers in New York City. Now, the water's lapping the side. Now, that's 200 feet closer to the center. There's an imaginary point in the center of the earth. That's the center. And you measure the distance, 4,000 feet, 4,000 miles, and so many feet. But if you move from that point and swing that line over to Ireland, well, first let's swing the line to the center of the Atlantic, and we'll play like that's average. And now we'll go over to Ireland. You'll find you have to extend the line about 500 feet from New York, or 250 feet from the center of the Atlantic. Either way, you want to look at it. So, from New York to Ireland, there's a 500-foot wall of water. And I'll tell you, that's a big wall of water. But it's so gradual, nobody ever noticed it. Did any of you ever notice it? No, I've spent many days, weeks, months, and years out there in that water. I got to be on a submarine. And I've been on top of that water and under that water and all around that water. And I know a lot about that water out there. But I never noticed that it did that. But neither would you, because that's over a couple thousand miles. Nobody would see 500 feet in a couple thousand miles. In fact, the astronauts didn't even notice it either. Because when you got a big ball, 8,000-mile diameter, nobody can see a little wiggle on it 200 feet. You understand what I'm talking about? You couldn't see 200 feet in an 8,000-mile line. You couldn't see the difference between a line that was 8,000 miles long and a line that was 8,200 feet. 8,000 miles, 200. I mean, you just couldn't see it. That's why the pictures don't show it, but it took the extreme accuracy of the age in which we're living to prove some things that we're finally seeing at this time. A fantastic, fantastic thing that we're in. Now, remember this. It says there are four angels and four winds, and they're to hurt the earth, not destroy it. God said He was never to destroy the earth by water again. I know. But He says He's going to hurt the earth by withholding the winds. Winds. That's an interesting thing. Winds make tidal waves. Winds do all kind of things. A friend of mine, a good Christian friend, baptized in the Holy Spirit, is a river forecaster in the Harrisburg area, and he was the man who was up late that night and found out that Wilkesboro was going to be under. And he studied this, all his charts, and said it was going to crest, and I forget, 40-some feet, and the dikes were only 40, you know, a couple of feet less. And he says, Wilkesboro, you're going to get it all the way under. It's going to be inundated. And he gave the signal, and 100,000 people were evacuated, and 100,000 lives were saved. Because God moved upon that man. And he's given that testimony with tears running down his cheeks. Because he said he went back to his charts to try to figure out how he got the answer, and there's no way. I know what happened that night. It was 2 a.m. in the morning. And his pencil was going like that, trying to figure out how it was going to crest. And I know what happened. An angel of the Lord came in there and gave him those numbers. Because he cannot come back and reprogram the same formula. Do you understand what happened? But he was right. It hit right. Though the input information, he cannot reconstruct the formula now. Isn't that something? I tell you, that gives me goosebumps. And 100,000 people were saved in that town. I know God wanted those lives to be saved and the property lost. I'm going to say that again. I know God wanted the lives saved and the property lost. And there's a reason for that. You've got to see that the property values mean nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's not mammon. It's the lives of the people turned over to Jesus Christ. That's the most important thing. Not value of property. God can like that, wipe it out. All right, now, you got the picture. 500-foot column of water, gradual course. Not a great big, I don't think you could make a dam and collect it up because it's the winds that are doing it. Now, it says there are winds on four corners of the earth. And it's going to withhold the winds, stop the winds from blowing. This river forecaster told me that on the Susquehanna, he has river gauges. On both sides, there's one place where he has a river gauge on the eastern shore and the western shore at the same place on the Susquehanna. Now, the Susquehanna is about a half a mile wide here. And when the wind comes from the west and blows to the east, it actually makes a several inch difference between one side and the other. A normal will say just a 10 mile an hour or 10 knot wind. Call it I don't know just what kind of wind, but not very strong wind. Will make a several inch difference. You can call it frictional effect. You can call it a pressure differential. Who knows what? But this is a measured thing. And it's only in a half a mile. And the gauges are there. And this is a scientific fact. Over the surface of an ocean, a prevailing wind, can you understand, would make much more than a couple inches, but build up and build up and build up. And sometimes, when things don't go right and the tidal waves, you know, then we see the tremendous destructive force of it when it gets out of hand. But under a normal condition, if it's a very gradual thing, you know, like so what, everything's just fine. But I'd like for you to think right now about Florida, which will get 187 feet when the wind stops. It's been projected and it's been figured out that when the wind stops, all the water is going to return to its own level. When the water returns to its own level, you can figure that out for yourself. Can you imagine what New York City is going to look like? Can you imagine what will happen in New York when the water rises 200 feet? And they got four, they figured out that there are four jet streams, and they're blowing, you know, making this thing operate this way. And when God blows the whistle, tweet, tweet, you know, that's it. Okay, angels, go ahead. Stop it. Then the water seeks its own level.
Right, again, now what point is that supposed to take place?
Six seal, 9:30. You see, that's why we're not anxious for the opening of the sixth seal. Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord. That's the sixth seal. All the symbols of the day of the Lord is the sixth seal. Woe unto you. It's the day of wrath, the day of judgment. It's a bad day. However, for the good guys now, God never promised He'd put His wrath on the good guys. He always promised tribulation on the good guys. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think it was a tribulating experience for Noah to spend all those days with all those animals? I mean, here's a big boat. Here's a big boat, and Noah is got all the seven pairs of clean ones and the other pairs of the other animals, and he's spending, 150 days, another 150 days, almost a whole year on this thing. I bet that was a big tribulation to Noah. Can you imagine? Peter tells you that the water actually saved the good guys and got rid of the bad guys. Now, most of us don't think of the water as saving Noah, but it did. For Noah was in the boat. What was the difference? Noah heard God and obeyed. The others heard the word and would not obey. Why? Because nothing like this had ever happened before. I want you to hear this again. Nothing like this had ever happened before. Who would have ever thought? It's never been like this. What? Rain? Oh, can you imagine? Noah said that water is going to come out of the sky, and they laughed. They really laughed because it had never been that way. You see, prior to the deluge, it had never rained. The Bible tells you this. Prior to the deluge, there wasn't a rainbow. He gave the rainbow to let us know that that the water would be in this fashion right now. And Solomon said it was always going to be that way. Now, we see that there's going to be change. He's going to withhold the wind. The waters will seek their own levels. The water at the coast of California, 74 feet up. Well, 74 feet in that basin, you know, the big San Francisco and San Diego and all.
Is it lower on the New York coast than it is in?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's 200 feet lower than the average Atlantic, and it's only 74 feet lower than the average Pacific. Oh, let's look at Washington on the map. Hallelujah. Let's see, Potomac right now. Does anybody know how much the Potomac falls from here to the ocean? Does anybody know? It isn't much because I came up the Potomac in a submarine. I was on top, by the way. Sorry, about 30 feet, did you say? At the airport. Okay. All right, you got the idea. It's pretty close. Pretty close to sea level. Now, let me see if I can get an estimate. I would give you guys here in Washington, if New York is 200 feet, then the way that line looks to me, Washington is 212 feet.
This message by David Ebal, entitled Four Corners of the Earth, will continue on cassette number 2.